This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday promised aid to Lebanon following a blast that killed more than 145 people. But he reassured angry citizens reeling from the explosion that aid will not go to corrupt hands. Macron called for an international inquiry into the devastating explosion, saying it was an urgent signal to carry out anti-corruption reforms demanded by a furious population. The World Bank says it's working to mobilize financial help. Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion at the port that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 people without habitable homes. In a statement released Thursday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order to address the, quote, threat posed by, end quote, the mobile app TikTok. The president says the U.S., quote, must take aggressive action against the owners of TikTok to protect our national security, end quote. Meanwhile, U.S. tech giant Microsoft has expanded its talks on TikTok to a potential deal that would include buying the global operations of the fast-growing video-sharing app. This, according to a report by the Financial Times Thursday, Microsoft declined to comment. Reuters reports that Facebook has objected to a world court request from Gambia to release posts and communications by members of Myanmar's military police. Gambia has accused Myanmar of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Facebook said the request, quote, was extraordinarily broad, end quote, and would constitute, quote, special and unbounded access, end quote, to accounts. This is VOA News. White House officials and Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress concluded a long negotiating session Thursday, saying they had made progress on several coronavirus aid provisions of legislation, but still have deep disagreements. That's according to Republican negotiators. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin emerged from the meeting saying the talks will continue Friday, but warned without substantial progress at some point soon, President Donald Trump would be prepared to use his executive powers to provide some immediate aid. As governments across the globe struggle to salvage economies ravaged by months of lockdown, many have been forced to look at new measures to curb outbreaks of COVID-19 since they lifted initial containment orders. The United States has recorded more than 2,000 coronavirus deaths in 24 hours, the highest number of daily fatalities in 3 months. The last time the U.S. recorded more than 2,000 deaths in 24 hours was May 7th. Despite its soaring death toll, the U.S. is lifting a blanket warning against all foreign travel. In Australia, the second largest city, Melbourne, entered the country's toughest lockdown yet Thursday, closing non-essential businesses and requiring hundreds of thousands more people to stay home. The top infectious disease expert in the United States said the world will never be able to eradicate the new coronavirus that has infected nearly 19 million people and killed more than 712,000 globally. But Dr. Anthony Fauci is hopeful hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine could be available by the end of this year and into early 2021. Dr. Fauci told VOA he thinks there will be, quote, enough vaccine if everything turns out to be successful, end quote. A boat carrying about 40 migrants sank off the coast of Mauritania, leaving one survivor, the UN Refugee Agency said Thursday. The UN says the sole survivor is from Guinea and that the others on board were also from sub-Saharan African countries. The vessel was apparently heading for the Canary Islands. The British government said Friday businesses in Northern Ireland will be able to use a new free service to complete import paperwork after UK-EU trading terms change later this year. The support scheme will complete import safety and security declarations on behalf of firms bringing goods into Northern Ireland, which will have a special post-Brexit trade status. Northern Ireland has Britain's only land border with the EU, making it a focal point for complex questions about how a new system of cross-border trade will work when more than 45 years of market integration with mainland Europe ends. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.